美国一家公司日前开通月球邮政包裹递送业务，只需要$460，人们就有机会把对自己来说有纪念意义的物品寄到月球上。此项业务旨在为一个私人的探月车发射计划进行筹款。AP reports a U.S. firm has recently launched moon mail delivery services, which give people a chance to send their personal keepsakes to the moon for $460 in order to help fund a privately owned lunar rover launch. According to Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a keepsake mailer was a tiny hexagonal capsule that sells for $460 US, or the largest, a 2.5cm by 5cm hexagonal that sells for $25,800 US.
You don't have to buy that, though, do you? I mean, can you send your own stuff to the moon, or do you have to buy their stuff?
You absolutely have to buy that capsule and put whatever you want inside it.
Oh, I see. That's fair enough, isn't it?
So we're dumping rubbish on the moon now?
Well, that's a very good way of putting it. I mean, can you send your own remains, your human remains, to the moon? Because I know that, for example, the creator of the science fiction TV show, Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, part of his remains are on the moon. And I think that possibly, was it Arthur C. Clarke, the science fiction writer? I think some of his remains are on the moon as well. But you're quite right. I mean, it does seem that people sort of think that it's okay to dump stuff on the moon, maybe.
I don't know, it depends. Will the remains be volatile? Well, because astrorobotic experts, people will send non-volatile items like wedding rings, locks of hair, or other tiny heirlooms.
It is fascinating to think that the moon is pretty much unchanged for 2 or 3 billion years. It's thought to have been captured by the Earth and being a passing asteroid or something like that. And it does.
Always the remains of the Pacific Ocean.
That's right, a blob that came off the Earth. That's another theory. But I mean, it is fascinating to think that anything that you put on the lunar surface will not change for billions of years, which I think is quite extraordinary to think about that, and it's amazing. That is as amazing as to think that these shows, these China Drive shows, go out into space and will continue travelling through space forever as a radio signal, which is kind of fascinating. Liming, this is our legacy, these words that we're speaking now. What do you think of that?
I hope they don't attract some hostile aliens.
Okay. Now, under the terms of Google's Lunar X Prize, in this story, the winning lunar rover must travel about 500 metres on the lunar surface by the end of 2015. It must also be able to transmit video of its progress to Earth. So the idea, there is a serious purpose to this, putting trinkets on the moon.
Yeah.
The money goes towards funding a trip to the moon and a lunar roving vehicle that will travel around the moon. So there is a good reason for doing this, you know, and it kind of furthers private space exploration. Richard Branson, who has his Spaceship One, which unfortunately blew up with the death of a pilot earlier this year, seems to have some setbacks, but it does seem that private money is the way that things are moving when it comes to space exploration.
Yeah, private money is, well, is good, but I suppose I wouldn't pay $460 to send my precious item to the moon where my sons and grandsons won't be able to lay hands to.
Yeah, true, although they might be able to travel there, who knows. Let's ask our listeners, what would you send to the moon? Because you can now do it if you sign up for this project. Tell us what you would send to the moon and why. You can contact us with that through WeChat. You'll find us on there at C Driver.